morning, I'm Tom Hall. Todd Marcus is an award-winning musician who has elevated the bass clarinet from a position of obscurity to a place in front of the band. I spoke with Todd Marcus in May, just before he played a concert in Baltimore with the influential clarinetist Don Byron. Todd Marcus won a Baker Artist Award a couple of years ago, and he was heralded as a rising star by Downbeat magazine, which named Don Byron its Jazz Artist of the Year back in 1992. This year, Todd Marcus has been named a jazz hero by the Jazz Journalists Association. Here's Todd Marcus and Don Byron collaborating on an album called Inheritance. Todd Marcus and Don Byron. That tune is called Herod from the 2012 CD Inheritance. Todd Marcus and I spoke last May. Good to see you. And this album just always delights. I mean, it's been out for a few years, but it just always delights. You really have a sort of singular, amazing love for the bass clarinet. And you're one of the few who really, you know, has just poured his heart and soul into this thing. There's a lot of clarinetists. There's a huge tradition of the clarinet and its involvement in like New Orleans jazz, you know, Dixie jazz and stuff. But the bass clarinet for you has always been the thing.
It has. And for me, growing up as a clarinetist, when I got the chance to switch over from the band music I was playing, the classical music I was playing, and all that repertoire, the Mozart, the Weber, and all these kind of things, and I heard a record by the great bass clarinetist, multi-instrumentalist actually, Eric Dolphy, who was famous for working with John Coltrane and Charles Mingus. And I heard him using this bass clarinet, and I, as a guy that was starting out on jazz and sounding like a bad Dixieland player, and I heard this instrument and I felt, wow, there's so much more possibilities of the color and the tone. And it was also a very underutilized instrument in the music. There were very few folks that had done that. So there was really this opportunity to chart new ground, and I feel like that's one of the things I've done, is give the bass clarinet a voice in modern style of jazz playing.
So Todd, you played a five-city tour with Don Byron, who is one of the great legendary clarinet players. I mean, how important has he been to you? Has he been a real mentor to you in your career?
He's been one of the key influences and inspirations for me as someone coming up in this music and wanting to see, when I was getting started, what is the possibilities? You don't see a lot of bass clarinets, let alone clarinetists in the modern style. We think about clarinet as far as Dixieland and New Orleans style, a swing time period. But when I became aware of Don Byron, boy, this opened up the demonstration that it can be done. And he does play bass clarinet as well. Now, he's not done as much with his bass clarinet over recent years, but being able to hear him on clarinet and bass clarinet was huge for me. And so when I recorded my album Inheritance back in 2012, and I had a couple of tunes that required a second horn. And there are a million great saxophone players and trumpet players that I could have considered, but to me it was meaningful to have it be a clarinetist, to keep it as this bass clarinet and clarinet frontline, but also to have this musician that has been a major inspiration to me. And so it's meaningful to have done that recording, and we heard some of that in the background just now, but also to keep that relationship building with these live performances that we get to do.
Yeah. Of course, playing with your mentor, it's very different making an album and playing a live gig, too. So, I mean, it's just the interaction that you're able to get when you're playing live. The learning continues, doesn't it?
It definitely does, and the inspiration continues. And I think about that dynamic you mentioned with when we did the recording. We had talked a bunch of the time over the years, but that was our first time playing together. Hey, it's good to see you. Here we are in the studio. Let's see what we can do. But to play several times since then, and to be side by side in that live setting, I mean, you know, that's where this beautiful magic and inspiration takes place, both for us as musicians on stage as well as with the audience.
Yeah, records are fun, but there's nothing like a live show. Yeah.
And that we played last night to start off the tour down at Strathmore, and it was the same as always. You know, he's just got, you hear it in his playing, you see it when he's on the bandstand. I think just that passion and that power coming through, and you can't stay sitting in your seat without moving around, because that music is capturing and taking hold. And That's to me, that's what brought me into the music, you know, that passion, that energy, and it's special.
Yeah, in the first place. Yeah. That's great. In addition to playing all over the world, you have run an organization called Intersection of Change in Sandtown, Winchester. I guess this is 20 years now you've
20 year anniversary, yeah.
Yeah, God bless. That's great. So, you know, we're a year and a couple of months post the violence and uprising of April of 15. You're working with these kids. You're on the ground with them every day. You're doing all sorts of stuff, arts programs. You got an urban farm going. You got all sorts of different things happening. What's your take on how those children are doing and how the neighborhood's doing and where we go from here?
Well, I think that in a lot of ways, we as a community over in Sandtown, Winchester and Upton, we're located right on Pennsylvania Avenue, so we're the heart of where a lot of, well, Freddie Gray was a resident of our neighborhood. A lot of the unrest took place along Pennsylvania Avenue in our neighborhood, so it brought a lot of attention. And we're looking at things that were highlighted, which are decades-long struggles. And the reality is, that stuff is still there, strong as ever. For our work, we've been working long at trying to respond to unmet needs in our community. So the arts program continues to provide arts classes and community projects for our kids and adults, and it's doing a great job. And we've had a tangible impact on that. In response, last year, we did a special mural project where we hired 80 of our teenagers that created 8 major murals throughout our community, from Pennsylvania Avenue, several locations Pennsylvania Avenue, to different streets in our neighborhood. And so that was employing our teenagers to do these art projects, which were beautification, and they were interacting with our community residents. So it was, on multiple levels, I thought, a real tangible way of saying our teens are underemployed and need opportunity, not only for a creative outlet and community building outlet, but financial income too. And so this really represented, I thought, a meaningful kind of response on top of what we've already been doing as far as our community building work.
And so many people, you know, talk about, you know, integrating the arts with people's lives and stuff. You've been living that life and walking that walk for a long time.
It's been a meaningful way to really do that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's great. The bass clarinet virtuoso Todd Marcus joined me in the studio last May before he teamed up with famed clarinetist Don Byron for a couple of sets they played in Baltimore. If you'd like to hear Todd Marcus again, you're in luck. He'll be back here in Baltimore on September 9th at Andy Musique, and on September 10th, he'll be at the Silver Spring Jazz Festival. We've got information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, we'll re-air one of our favorite shows about 3 artists who have made a difference in Baltimore and beyond. Say goodbye to MacArthur Award-winning dancer and choreographer Liz Lerman, who was based in Baltimore until her departure this summer for Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll take another listen to our conversation with Donald Hicken. He led the theater department at the Baltimore School for the Arts for 36 years. Finally, we'll hear a conversation I had with the dancer Sharena Christmas about her organization, Muse 360. We spoke last June just as she was preparing to take a group of students from Baltimore to Cuba. That's all coming up Friday morning on Maryland Morning. Hope you can join us. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.